Blog Talk Radio.
Embrace Today is brought to you by Whole House Ministries. Host Apri Curry will inspire listeners to embrace their today with hope and expectation, with a focus of bringing about freedom, healing, and restoration through the Word of God. John 16:33 says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world."
Good morning and welcome to Embrace Today. I am your host, Apri Curry, and this morning we are beginning a new series. We are beginning a new series entitled Just Wait. This is only the setup. For the past couple of months, we have been in the book of Ruth, and the first month we talked about transformation in Ruth chapter 1. We talked about transformation and are you ready? Are you ready to be transformed into what God has called for you to be? Are you ready to transform your mind? Are you ready to transform the way that you look at things? Are you ready to be transformed? Then we looked in Ruth chapter 2, and we talked about being positioned and living life in the unknown, being in the position that the Lord has us in after we have been transformed. He has positioned us, and so we are living a life, walking in a season that is unknown to us, a season that we have never been in before, a season that is causing us to stretch our faith, a season that has caused us to stretch our thinking, a season that has called us to look outside of the box, look outside of the people that we are used to being around and used to ministering to. Are we able to live the life in the unknown season and stay in that position while we are uncomfortable? The Lord has strategically placed a lot of us in the position that He has us in, and as He was positioning us, it felt uncomfortable. It felt abnormal. It didn't feel like what we were used to things feeling like. It didn't look like things that we were used to seeing. And so God has began to use us in different avenues and different ways. And we are living that life in an unknown season because it's unknown to us. It's unknown to our faith because it's causing our faith to stretch further and further and further each and every day. It's causing us to believe God for what He has already told us. It's causing us to believe in who God says that we are. It's time for us to stop believing who God says other people are, and for us to start believing who God says that we are. Sometimes we are our own worst enemy. We are so hard on ourselves, but we have to begin to believe that we are who God says that we are. So God placed you in that position because He has called you to be in that position. He has equipped you with everything that you need. He will continually equip you with what you need as long as you are in the position that He has for you to be in. And so this month we are going to talk on the topic, Just Wait, This Is Only the Setup. Just Wait, This Is Only the Setup is a series that will give us insight on what God is doing. Oftentimes things begin to look good and we can often confuse good with great. But what God is doing in our life right now is just the setup for what is to come. God is preparing us. He has planted us. He has provided for us. He has protected us. And where He has us now is only the setup for where He is taking us. So just wait. Don't stop. Keep on moving and keep on doing what God has for you to do. Don't get comfortable where you are because God is not finished yet. He is setting you up for what He has for you to do in the future. So this series, this month, is going to encourage us. It's going to give us some insights on some things that we need to do in this season, some things that we can't do, some things that we need to look at. And so we're going to talk about This Is Only the Setup. I'm so excited just hearing the topic on This Is Only a Setup because sometimes we can get to the place to where we become or where we think that God is finished with us and this is all He is going to do with a particular job or a particular calling or a particular ministry or job or a particular position. But this series is entitled Just Wait. Just hold on. Just keep doing what God has called you to do. This is only the setup. There is more to come. God has great plans for your life, and if you will stay in position and do what he has for you to do, you will be able to embrace next month and what he is going to do in your life in this next season. So just hold on, and we're going to be coming from Ruth chapter 3, verses 1 through 6 this morning. It's so exciting to just know that God is working in people's lives. It seems that everywhere we turn, there's some negative information or negative news or negative talk or complaining and things like that that's constantly going on. But what God is doing, He is setting us up for a greater calling. He is setting us up to do the work that he has for us to do. And so it's exciting to know that there are people that still focus on what God has for us to do. God has called you, he has positioned you, he has placed you, he has equipped you and is equipping you for what he is getting ready to take you in. He is getting ready to take you into a season that no one else can take you out of. Regardless of what is going on in this world, there is nothing, there is no weapon that is formed against you that will be able to prosper. And so what God is getting ready to do in your life, there is nothing or no one that can stop it. They can try to stop it, but it will not go through. God has positioned you. He has picked you. He has called you. And what he is doing in your life, no one can stop it. His word does not change. His word is truth. His word is the seal of approval that he has given you. The Holy Spirit that is within you will lead you and guide you in all truth. The Holy Spirit will give you that discernment that you need in this next season to stay focused on where God is taking you. The Holy Spirit will give you that revelation and that knowledge that you need to take you through this next season that God has for you. And so just wait. Just hold on. Stay strong. This is only the setup. This is only the setup. This is only that part that's right before when you get ready to walk in. You know, you're getting all ready and dressed up and you're ready to walk out the door. So that's what this series is about. This series is about you getting ready, getting prepared to walk out the door and walk into what God has for you. And so this month, I want you to tune in each and every week as we discuss ways that God is preparing us, as we discuss and give insight on this setup position, this position of where we are waiting and allowing God to do what he does. We are not just sitting there stagnant and waiting, but we are waiting in faith, knowing that God has already prepared for us. We are waiting and doing what God has already called us to do, so that when he opens that door, all we have to do is walk in. We won't try to get ready when the door is open. We won't try to turn around and do different things or go different places, but we will be ready when that door is open. Oftentimes we mess up because we're not ready. When we're in that waiting period, we're sitting and we're complaining and we're not doing what we're supposed to do. But what this series is going to help us do, it's going to help us and equip us to be ready to walk through that door when it is open. We have to be ready. Our minds cannot be going every which way, but we have to be focused on God and what he is doing in our lives. And so I'm super, super, super excited about what God is going to do in your life. If nobody else is excited besides you, I'm excited for you because God has given me the opportunity to celebrate with you, to give you insight, to give you words directly from him. And so I'm excited because God has prepared it. I'm excited for what God is doing in your life. So I want you to stay excited also, but I also need you to stay focused on what God is calling you to do. I need you to stay focused and be prepared to walk into what God is calling you to walk in. So let's look at Ruth chapter 3, verse 1. We've been discussing Ruth, Naomi, and Boaz the past couple of months. And so verse 1 reads, "One day Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, 'My daughter, should I not try to find a home for you where you will be well provided for?'" And so in order for us to wait in this setup position, we have to know our limitations. When we think of this word home in the Hebrew, it's really the word rest. And so she wanted to find rest for Ruth. And when you had rest in that culture, that rest came from being in the home and being under the wing of your husband, under the covering and protection of your husband, being able to be provided for. And the wife didn't have to worry about anything because it all came under the umbrella of her husband. And so Naomi knew that she could not provide that for Ruth. And so Naomi knew her limitations. And when we are waiting on God to do what he is doing in our life, when we are in this setup position, We have to know our limitations. We have to know that there are just some things that we cannot do. There are some things that we are just going to have to allow God to work out. We are going to notify. We are going to be able to notice when there are issues and when there are some things that we need to pray about. But we also need to know our limitations. We have to know that we cannot provide everything for ourselves or for other people. There are some things that are strictly going to be for God to provide for. Now, he will probably give us insight on some things that we need to work on, but then we have to step back and allow him to do the work that he does, because we cannot play God in our life or anyone else's life when we are in this waiting position, when we are waiting on God to do what he does. As a matter of fact, we can't play God in anybody's life at any time. But while we are waiting in this position, we need to know our limitations. There are some things that you just have to pray about and let God do it. We cannot try to fix things that we cannot fix. We cannot try to put things together that are not supposed to be together. But what we have to do is recognize that we have limitations. We are not God, but God is in us. And we have the limitations, and we can only do what he empowers us to do. Anything outside of that is manipulation. And when we are trying to manipulate something, it is not God ordained. When God ordains something, it will flow. And some things just have to be done by him. Some things he will lead us to do, and other things he will just set up and work, and you won't even recognize that it's being done because it's being done behind the scenes. And so what we have to do is recognize that we have limitations. We cannot do everything ourselves. We have to recognize that there are just some things that we cannot do. There are some things that's just not in me. There's things that's in me. There's things that I need, but it's not in me to give me. And so I have to go to God and allow him to give it to me, and he may provide it through someone else. And so while I'm worried about what I need to be worried about what God is doing and giving it to him and acknowledging that I do have limitations. I am not all-powerful, all-knowing. I am not God. God is who he is. And so I have to let him, while I'm waiting on this setup, while I'm sitting in this setup position, waiting on him to open that door that he has for me, I have to know my limitation. But let's look at verse 2. It says, Is not Boaz with whose servant girls you have been a kinsman of ours? Tonight he will be winnowing barley on the threshing floor. And so while we're waiting and in this setup position, we have to know our limitations, but we also have to know our resources. There are some things that we don't have, but other people have that we are connected to. Boaz was a kinsman of theirs, meaning he was a close relative, an influential relative. The Ruth had already been in the field with his servant girls, and so she acknowledged that they had a type of relationship, a type of connection. And so Boaz had some things that neither Naomi nor Ruth had. And so we have to know our resources and when we can't provide for ourselves. There are people that God has placed in our lives that's able to provide to us the things that we need, but we have to be able to recognize who those people are. We have to allow the Holy Spirit to give us wisdom and knowledge to know who those people are. We cannot just go around accepting resources from just anyone. Sometimes we are asking for these resources when the Lord has what you need in his hand, but because we're asking everybody else and not him, he's holding it back from us. And so we have to know where our resources are coming from. We have to know that the Lord is going to provide, but it's not until we get in alignment with him and accept the resources that he has for us. We are not going to be able to provide for everything. There's going to be things that cost that you are not going to be able to pay for. There are going to be places that you need to go that you are not going to be able to pay for. There are going to be things that you need that you are not going to be able to pay for. But when we know where our resources come from, when we submit to God and do what he is calling us to do and allow him to work that resource part out, regardless of if it's finances, if it's product, whatever the case may be, if it's a vehicle, if it's a place to hold your business, whatever the case may be, the resources come from the Lord. And when we submit to him and allow him to figure all of that out, we have to stop trying to use our normal mind to do things that only God can do. We can't figure out everything that God is going to do in our lives, but what we can do is submit to what he is calling us to do so that we can embrace the resources that he has for us. The very thing that we need is in his hand, but we have to submit to him and what he is doing. We don't have to try to figure things out and try to work things out and look at things at how they used to get done in order to figure out how we are going to get what we need. God has far greater plans than we can even think or ask of. And so when we submit to him and know where our resources come from, when we know, when we get resources from God, we don't have to worry about him trying to take them back. We don't have to worry about him trying to blackmail us, or we don't have to worry about us trying to manipulate something and get something in return. But God has the resources that we need, and when we submit to him and allow him to do it, some of us, we're not even recognizing that we're not allowing God to do it. And what we have to do is we have to pray and ask God, Lord, am I allowing you to handle this? Am I allowing you to handle this and provide me with what I need? Because God has the resources. He has it in his hands. But we have to wait on him and allow the setup to take to allow the setup to come forth so that we'll be able to walk through that door when the door is open. And so we have to know our limitations, but we also have to know our resources. We have to know where our resources come from, and they have to come from God. There can be somebody that can place the exact amount of money, the exact square footage building, the exact vehicle, the exact flight, the exact train in your hand. But if it is not what God has called for you to have, if it is not sent through God, it is not meant for you to have. And so we cannot accept resources from everyone. We have to accept resources from where God has our resources to come from. Everything that's good is not good for you. And so that may be the right amount of money that you need, but it may not be for you. And so we have to make sure that we are aligned with God and what he has called for us to do. The Holy Spirit will give us that sense of peace when we are walking in alignment with God. The Lord will remind us, and he will continually be with us. But if we do not submit to him and allow him to do it, then it's not going to work. And so just wait. This is only the setup. You don't have to try to rush anything. You don't have to try to force things to happen. You don't have to try to manipulate anything. God is setting this up. And he's setting this thing up so good that you don't even realize how good it's being set up. And when it comes to fruition, when it comes to fruition, you will acknowledge that it was only by the Holy Spirit that this was done. It was only by him, because you could not have come up with anything like it. Your friend, your mentor, your pastor, your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your business partner, whoever could not have come up with what you need to get you to where you're going. It will only be by the grace of God that you receive everything that you need in this season to walk through that door. And so we have to know our limitations, but we also have to know our resources. Let's look at verses 3 and 4. It says, wash and perfume yourself and put on your best clothes. Then go down to the threshing floor, but don't let him know you are there until he has finished eating and drinking. When he lies down, note the place where he is lying. Then go and uncover his feet and lie down. He will tell you what to do. So when we are in a season of setup and just waiting, we have to know our limitations. We have to know our resources. But we also have to know that our appearance matters. We cannot just be going around looking like anything. She said, go wash and perfume yourself. And perfuming was an ancient practice of preparation. And she said, wash. And so we have to be clean. And then once we're clean, we'll put that perfume. We won't put that perfume on something that's unclean. And so we have to allow the Holy Spirit to come in our lives and wash and purify us and cleanse us. And once that's done, our appearance will be like that of glory. We will have on the full armor of God. We will display all the fruits of the Spirit. And we will be able to do what God has called for us to do. We will lay at the feet of Jesus and get directed from him. She says for her to go wash and perfume yourself, put on your best clothes, then go down to the threshing floor, but don't let him know you are there until he has finished eating and drinking. When he lies down, note the place where he is lying, then go and uncover his feet and lie down. He will tell you what to do. She told her, wash and perfume yourself and put on your best clothes. We have to put on our best self at all times. We cannot pick and choose when we want to put our best self on, our best appearance on, when we want to be clean or unclean, when we're just, we cannot plan to have a bad day. We have to plan to have a good day. We have to plan to be ready, because when that door opens, when that opportunity comes, we need to make sure that we have been at the feet of Jesus and we are able to hear the directive that he has given us. We have to make sure that we are in alignment with him and doing what he has called for us to do. There is no one that can give us a better directive than Jesus himself. The Holy Spirit will lead and guide us in all truth. And so we will have to acknowledge that voice. We will have to know that voice. But if we are not in the Word of God, then we will not know that voice. And since we are in this set-up season, we are waiting on the Lord. This is the best time for us to stay in that Word more and more and more and more. Because the more Word that comes in you, that's in you, the clearer it will be when you hear his voice. We have to acknowledge that our appearance matters on the inside as well as the outside. The Holy Spirit will cleanse us on the inside, which will cause us to radiate on the outside. There will be something about you that stands out to other people, and you won't have to say a word. There will be something that stands out to you from other people just because you have that certain glow to you. Your actions will be displayed differently to other people. Your actions will be different today than they were yesterday because you are continually standing and laying at the feet of Jesus, getting the directives from him. We have to continually stay in that praise and in that worship that will come out of our mouth like a perfume to the Lord. We will have to continually speak life, not only to ourselves, but to other people. Sometimes we speak more life to other people than we do to ourselves, but it's time for us to stand on the foundation and stand on who God says that we are. God has created us. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. He has prepared you. He has created you. He has set you up for such a time as this. Now, will you allow your appearance to show who you are in Christ Jesus? I'm not talking about wearing designer clothes. I'm not talking about wearing MAC makeup. I'm talking about, will you be in appearance that the Holy Spirit has been with you? Will your appearance show that you have been washed with the Holy Spirit, that you are allowing the Holy Spirit to cleanse you, that you are perfumed with the fragrance of praise that the Lord will hear daily, that you are able to speak life to other people and not just negative talk? Will you be able to shut out the negativity that's coming your way because you are so washed and so purified that it will not even be able to come close to your ear? Will you be able to know that your appearance matters? Wherever we are, it's not just in church, it's not just at work, it's not just around our family. Our appearance matters. We need to be washed in the Holy Spirit from the inside out. I'm not just talking about talking church, but I'm talking about really allowing the Holy Spirit to come in and cleanse us daily. Cleanse us daily so that our appearance will be known. We are ready to walk into that door that he has for us. We cannot walk into that door with the negative talk and the complaining and the doubting. We have to allow the Holy Spirit to come in and cleanse us. So when the Lord opens that door, I'm walking in with my head up because I know that I have been in the presence of God, and this is the door that he has for me. He has opened the door, and there is no one else that can shut it. They may try to shut it, but the door will not shut because this is the door that the Lord has opened for me, and I am walking in it with my head high, ready to do what God has called for me to do with a humble heart, with boldness, and with strength, because God has something for me to do in his kingdom. And so we have to know that our appearance matters. This is just a setup. This is just a setup. So just wait, just wait, just wait, because God, he is planning something great for your life. And it's coming soon. It's coming soon, and you have to be ready. We have to be ready. We have to be ready, and we're ready when we know our limitations, when we know our resources, and when we know our appearance matters. But look at verses 5 through 6. It says, "I will do whatever you say," Ruth answered. So she went down to the threshing floor and did everything her mother-in-law told her to do. And so we have to know our limitations. We have to know our resources. We have to know our appearance matters. But we also have to know obedience matters. When we are given a directive, we have to do exactly what we are told to do. We can't take from it, and we can't add to it. I have been studying the book of Ezekiel and the Watchman, and the Lord told Ezekiel twice, "If I give you a word for the people and you neglect to tell the people exactly what I said, their blood, and they don't do it, their blood is on your hands. But if you tell them and they neglect to do it, then their blood is on their own hands." And so in obedience, we have to do what God has called for us to do. There's consequences when we don't do the exact thing that we are told to do. And so she gave her a directive because she was setting her up. This was the setup. In that culture, this was normal. Some may say that it seems scandalous today, but in that culture, it seemed normal. And so what Ruth was really doing was letting Boaz know that she was interested in him being her kinsman redeemer so that they can keep the bloodline going from her husband's family line. And so we have to make sure that when the Lord is taking us in the directive, when he is getting us ready, and while we are in this setup season, when he has positioned us and when we are waiting, when he does give us the directive, when we have been at his feet, our obedience matters. We have to do exactly what he has called for us to do. We can't add to it, and we cannot take anything away from it. God has a plan that we must follow. And some of the things that the resources that the Lord has withheld is because we have not followed exactly what he has told us to do. And if we are not obedient in doing what God wants us to do, how will the door open in the next season if you can't do what you're supposed to do in this season? And so we have to know that obedience matters. Directives are given to us so that we can do things the right way. We cannot try to add to it and try to play God and think that we know better than God and add directives to what he has already given to us. We cannot take anything away trying to get there quicker than what God has for us to get there. And so we have to know that our obedience matters in this waiting season. This is just a setup, but we can also mess up the setup. And so if we are not obedient, then it will mess up the setup that God has for our lives in this season. God says, I am doing a great work in you. Again, people will try to come against you. They will try to tear you down. They will try to get you to snap back at them. But he's saying, I am telling you to stay focused on me and what I am doing. I have given you a directive. You already know what the directive is. Now it is in your hands. It is your choice to follow through with what I have told you or do whatever you want to do. God says that this portion of your life is in your hands right now. It's all up to you. Will you obey what he has told you to do, or will you do what you want to do? Will you do what other people want you to do, or will you do what you see other people are doing? God has placed you in this season right now for a particular purpose. And so it's in our hands. Will we obey what he says? And we'll talk next week about why obedience is important. Will you obey what the Lord has already told you? Again, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. So just because the weapons are coming, just because they are trying, doesn't mean that you stop obeying God. Doesn't mean that what he has told you is wrong. The first thing you want to do is make sure that you are in the position that God has you in. Make sure that you didn't do anything wrong. And once you have confirmed that with the Holy Spirit, then you continue moving forward and you press through those different things that are coming against you. Press through those different talks that are coming against you. Press through because God has set you up. Just wait until what he has for you. What he has for you is for you to expand his kingdom. We cannot focus on everything else that's going around because God has you set up. He has set you up. And again, no weapon. No weapon, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word, God. We thank you that you have chosen us to be your vessels, God. You have chosen us, Lord, to do your work, and we just thank you and we appreciate you, God. We just ask that your Holy Spirit continues to strengthen us, God. I pray that we stay focused on you regardless of what is going on in the world today, oh God. I pray that you give us strength and boldness to persevere when those weapons come up against us, God. You said in your word that you will never leave us nor forsake us, God, and we are standing on your word today, God. I ask that you give us strength and boldness, Lord, as we walk into what you have for us to do, God. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we study your word, Lord, that we allow you to speak to us through your word, that we lay at your feet and hear what you are speaking to us, Lord. I pray that you give us a spirit of discernment, oh God. I pray that you give us a spirit of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, God. But I pray, God, that we are obedient to what you have called for us to do, that we obey every directive the way that you have called for us us to obey the directive, God. I pray, God, that you give us wisdom as Jesus did, Lord, and know when our hour has come, Lord. I pray that we not try to step into something too early, Lord, and I pray that we not try to step in too late. I pray that we stay in the position that you have us in, Lord, because we know that this is only the setup. I pray that you mentally prepare us for the next. Pray that you give us the wisdom to walk into that door when you open it, God. Father, we need you and we love you. We thank you and we praise you. In Christ's name, amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Embrace Today. You can further connect with Whole House Ministries by viewing our website at www.wholehouseministries.org, liking Whole House Ministries on Facebook, and following @ApriCurry on Twitter. Be blessed and embrace your today.